research was done by Carnival Cruise Line, and it showed that the top thing that most women want from their partner turns out to be somebody that makes them feel safe. So that was 66% of women said that. Number two on the list was somebody who completely trusted them. That was for 62% the most important thing, which I found very interesting because, in fact, it used to be that the second thing or third thing was generally somebody who I can trust. So that's actually done a bit of a flip around, which I find quite interesting, and blame social media for this because, of course, social media means you can spy on your partner 24/7 and it causes untold problems in relationships. There's a few on the list that I find quite interesting. Is definitely a move towards more independence from a partner. Number six was somebody who sees you as an equal in everything. Number eight was somebody who gives me space. Now, those are things that you wouldn't have seen back along featuring on the list. So women are definitely wanting a relationship, but also wanting, hello, I have a life apart from you as well, which I think is a very good thing. I think it's a move in the right direction. Surprise, surprise, time is something that everybody wants more of with their partner. And I think nearly all of the women said that they really did rely on at least one good holiday away a year to reconnect with their partner, because that was about the only time they got to actually have those big chats and to have a bit of time where you sort of finally breathe out and then sort of look at not just, you know, how you're getting on, but where are we in life? And, you know, are we moving in the right direction? Are there any areas that we need to sort of, eat, you know, sort of smooth out? Somebody else said earlier, often you get couples who go on holidays and actually look at each other and think, you know what, I have nothing to say to you. We have a problem. In most cases, it's as simple as this. The relationship goes from being fun to functional. At the very beginning of a relationship, you spend loads of time planning really fun things. What are we going to do this weekend? How can I look great? Where are we going to go for dinner? And then as the relationship sort of becomes more serious, you become more serious. You spend your life doing grocery shopping, like mortgage repayments. How are we going to do this? Painting the house, organizing. So what you end up doing is you start doing very boring things with your partner, very routine things with your partner. So you start to think it's your partner that's boring, whereas in fact it's not your partner that's boring. It's the fact that you're boring, because they're thinking the same of you, by the way. It's if you only ever do boring things together, you will be bored. So you have to sort of really take, you know, that relationship back to the fun bit as well. There was one huge survey done where they asked the world's top couples counsellors, what's the one bit of advice that you could give to couples? If you could give couples one single piece, what would it be? And that piece of advice was, if you could go away for the weekend every 6 weeks and have one good regular holiday, you would solve most of your problems, which I found that massively interesting, because you would think they would go for couples who can talk, couples who can do all those sort of things. But that was most important, is getting yourselves away from all the pressure and all the stress and actually being able to devote time to each other.